to the Florida Building Commission's Plumbing Technical Advisory Committee. The first order of business is to remind us all of our teleconference participation process. Please be aware that anything that you do in the background, especially using your speaker, which most of us do, is going to project into the conference call, and we will be reluctantly forced to mute you. If you're not speaking or won't be speaking much, please keep your phone on mute, but do not put your phones on hold, because it will play music into the system, which would then require us to you know, also mute you. The other thing is, whenever you speak, say your name. Those who make motions and seconds should also say their names as they make those. And please wait to be recognized to speak. I'll call on folks in order and stack names and ensure that everybody that wants to speak will have an opportunity. So that's the process. What I'd like to do next is establish that we have a quorum. Commissioner Schilling. Okay, he had noted that he would not be able to attend due to the date change, so that's noted. Commissioner Batts. Jim, or, Jim, okay, good. Commissioner Boyer, Bob. Bob, are you on?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can now. Gary Duren.
Here.
Gary, you're here, or is your alternate here?
My alternate and I'm here, I think.
Okay, so you're here, Gary.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Very good. Isaac Kovner?
Here.
Gary Kozan?
Here.
Commissioner Langille, Brian?
I'm here.
Mike Robbins?
Here.
Mike Romano? Mike Romano. All right. Jorge Rojas.
Here.
And Otto Finis.
It's Venus. Here.
Ah, dang it. I actually thought that and said it wrong. Tom had told me how to say it correctly, and I still got it wrong. My apologies.
That's all right.
Not a problem.
It only gets better as you age, I promise you. All right, so we have 9 of 11 constituting quorum. Just to double check, Mike Romano. All right, great. We have a quorum. Let's go ahead and introduce ourselves here in the room.
Jim Hammers.
Mohammed Dani.
Marlita Peters.
Chip Sellers.
Tom Campbell.
Justin Vogel.
Chris Howell.
And I'm Jeff Blair. Appreciate your attendance. All right, so the first order of business is to review today's agenda, which is to approve the minutes from the March 14th 2019 meeting, and then to provide the commission with your comments on the public comments received on your package of recommendations for proposed code modifications to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code, and any general comments that would want to be made subsequent to that. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Motion to approve. Second.
Boyer and I didn't catch a second. It vibrated. Who made the
Duren.
Oh, Gary, okay. Motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous. Great. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted March 14th, 2019 meeting minutes? All right, is there a motion to accept the minutes as posted?
Venus to accept the minutes.
Okay.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. So now that brings us to the main course of our business, which is to review the proposed mods. I'm going to review the process. Mo's going to go over materials, and then we'll take up the two mods that comments have been received. The purpose of this is for the TAC to consider the comments that were submitted in writing to your proposed recommendations and determine whether or how to respond to those comments. Either you support them or you don't support them. That information will be conveyed back to the Building Commission, and if your comment would, in essence, change your original recommendation, the TAC chair will pull that off of the consent agenda And that would be individually considered, and it would be communicated to the commission what your comment was and how it would impact your initial recommendation so that the commission could can act accordingly. I'll introduce each mod in turn. I'll allow the proponent an opportunity up to 3 minutes to make their case. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor? Anybody wishes to speak in opposition? If there is a rebuttal, a pro and a con, and the proponent wants a rebuttal, again, they'll be provided one collective opportunity for pro and con. There's a three-minute limit on any comments made. We come back to the TAC. I'll set it up based on what the proponent or the commenter said and ask you whether you support or don't support the comment or whether no comments needed on a straw poll basis. If it seems we have agreement, I'll just do a voice call. If there's some discussion that would indicate perhaps some disagreement, we'll do it by name, yes or no by person as we go through the process. We're asking just to provide your comment without making any changes or revisions to the modification. And these recommendations, as I indicated, will be provided to the commission at their August 13th and 14th meeting. Any questions on the process? Very good. I'm going to turn it to Mo to go over some materials, and then we'll get started.
Mo and Donnie, good afternoon. What I'm going to do now is really introduce you to the material. So, as you see on the agenda, item number D, there is the item that we'll be mainly reviewing. So I'm going to click on the link. The link will take you to the metrics, which has in it all the work we have done on the code changes, whether reviewing comments and so on, since I believe March of this year. So with regard to the plumbing tag, as you see, there is a plumbing tag here, and you have there's two reports uploaded, one with comment, one without comment. The one we want to look at today will be with comments. We have a detailed report, and also we have a tracking chart for the wood comments. So I'm going to click on the tracking charts, the tracking charts is, as you see, similar to what we used before. Mainly you provide the summary, a summary of the code changes that you will be reviewing. What you have is mainly two code changes that Plumbing Tech have received comment on during the second 45-day comment period. For example, 7798, as you see in the tracking chart, you have the proponent's name, the code section, the summary of the code change, and along with that is really your take on the comments and how we were going to record that. Staff here will be recording your take on the comment. And your take on the comments, there is three options. Option one is mainly that you support the comment and the comment sufficiently address the tech concern. Option two, that you do not support the comment and comment does not address the tech concern. And then option three would be if the comment is general and you don't feel like it's need to be characterized, you can say no comment is needed. And then after that, Jeff will ask you to give us a straw vote, and then that will be recorded. So that's really what the tracking chart provide. Any question on the tracking chart? If no question, I'm going to minimize the tracking chart and go to the detail report. The detail report with comment is the one we're going to use to review these code changes. As you see, the detail reports tell us that we have a total code mod number is 2, and as you see, the first one is 7798. If we have received an alternate language, for example, a comment as an alternate language, then you will see that this is colored by green. And if there is any general comment, it will say general comment yes. And as you scroll down, you will see that the you know, the document, it provide you with the history of the code mod. That means who submitted it and what were the answer to those specific questions as required by the code mod form. And you continue to scroll down, you're going to see there, first, it's going to give you the history for the alternate language. We submitted as a second comment, meaning that, when it says second, meaning that it's submitted as part of the second 45-day comment period, and that's what we're reviewing here. We're only reviewing the comment received on those code mods under the second 45-day comment period. And then you continue, and you will see there is also another alternate language, A1, submitted on the same mod. And you scroll down, and you see there is a, from the first comment period, there is a G1, which is really not the subject of discussion at this meeting. Then you continue, and then you will see the actual text, the text mod for the alternate language. In this case, A5, it tells you what the actual text. And then as you scroll down, it gives you the text of mod for alternate language A1. And then it'll take you back to the original text of mod, which is what we started with in March. And then it gives you any attachment, maybe attached to provide the support to the code change. And you continue scrolling that way. So, any question about the detail report? Well, if no questions, all right, guys. Jeff, take it from here.
All right, thanks, Mo. So we're going to start with modification 7798, which you originally approved as submitted. There are two comments, an A5 and an A1. Mo?
Yes, this code mod, the primary tag for this code change is the swimming pool tag. And the swimming pool tag did review the comments at the mid-July, and they mainly supported alternate language A5. And as and going back to March, your tag also put, you know, there, your action was approved as submitted on this code change, which is similar to what the swimming pool did in March. So we, in order to be consistent, we ask that you mainly support alternate language A5. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Is it those who submitted comments, Carrie or others, or are you here to want to comment on your proposed comment? Is anybody in the public wish to speak on 7798? Go ahead, Joe.
Just to let you know, Jeff, you're breaking up again, but FHB, Joe Belcher from Florida Homeowners Association, and we support A5 as we did the swimming pool tax.
Very good. Does anybody else wish to speak regarding comment A5 or A1?
All right. Gary Coe's in.
Hold on one
second. I have a problem with both of those. This is Gary Coe's in. Can you hear me?
Yeah, let's just wait to make sure there's no additional public comment, okay? Anybody else from the public wish to comment? Okay, so I'm going to close public comment and come back to the tag. Go ahead, Gary.
Both of these new comments seem to are looking for some language that would allow additional unisex facilities when you go slightly over square footage. I think we need to back up quite a ways. I've been doing a lot of research on this, and what I'm seeing is this proposal was as a result of a DEC statement. And the DEC statement, the question was that the interactive water features are required to be included. And the answer to the DEC statement is yes, the size of the interactive features are required to be included. And I emphasize the word size because the way that Mo had written up this change, He's added square footage of interactive water features that are required to be kept included, not size. And this is an important distinction because the size, whether you're dealing with swimming pools or dealing with interactive water features, the size really is referring to the bathing load of the and not the square footage of the actual feature. And when if you in the bathing load is calculated, I think it's 5 GPM per one person per 5 GPM of recirculation. When you're calculating the amount of sanitary facilities, you are basing it not necessarily on the square footage of the pool or the square footage of the interactive water features. You're basing it on the bathing load. If you have a bathing load up to 20 people, you go with one unisex. If you have a bathing load between 20 and 40 people, you go with two unisex. And if you have a bathing load over 40 people, then you refer back to that table, which talks about square footage. So I think the distinction between size and square footage is important. And I think all that really needs to be done is to go back on Moe's original change or proposal and strike out square footage and add in the word size, which is more consistent with the original deck statement. That's all I have.
All right. So other TAC members in terms of supporting consistent with the swimming pool tax comment A5 the vision. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and ask yes or no, do you support comment A5? Commissioner Batts?
Yes.
Commissioner Boyer? Bob?
Yes.
All right, Gary Duren?
No.
Isaac Cobner?
Yes.
Gary Kozan?
No.
Commissioner Langille?
Yes.
Mike Romano?
He's not here.
I'm sorry. Mike Robbins?
Yes.
Mike, yes or no?
Yes,
all right.
And
Mike Romano is not here. All right. Jorge Rojas?
Yes.
And Otto Venus?
No.
All right. The vote is
6-3.
Is 6-3, which does pass. It's 67% exactly. Okay. Very good. So that is a... in support of A5 on a 6-3 vote. Let's go into the next one, which is 7110. There's an alternate language proposed for this one as well. Mo?
Yeah, this code change, mainly there is an alternate language, A1. The action of the committee in March was no affirmative recommendation. I think that the reason for that is you have asked the proponents to mainly go back and delete section 3009, you know, which deals with the subsurface landscape irrigation, and it seems that the proponent did just that. I wonder if he's on the line.
Yeah, I'll check. Okay, is Eberhard on the line? Is anybody here to speak regarding this alternative comment, which was as Mo described, submitted based on the plumbing tax feedback to make it acceptable,
and also to be consistent with Department of Health Rule 64E-6, as stated in the rationale for the code change.
Any public comment? All right, going back.
Here.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
FHVA supporting the amendment.
All right, in support of comment A1, is there anybody else wish to speak from the public? All right, coming back to the TAC, any questions or comments before I do the call for in support of A1? All right, all in support of A1, please say yes.
Yes.
Is there anybody not in support? All right, and comment support of A1 is on the 9-0 basis. Is there any additional comment from public or the TAC before I do the concluding roll call? All right, Commissioner Batts, are you still present, sir?
I'm still here, Jeff.
All right, Commissioner Boyer.
Yes, I'm here.
Very good. Gary Duran.
Present.
Isaac Kovner.
Present.
Gary Kozan.
Here.
Commissioner Langille.
I'm here.
All right, Mike Robbins.
Here.
Jorge Rojas.
Here.
And Otto Venus.
Here.
All right, that's the same nine. I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
So
moved. For a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.